Lesson 3, International Honor for the King of the World. Jesus' birth turned the world upside down. When the Magi ignored Herod's request, a fearful Herod tried to turn the world upside down. In 2020, the death of George Floyd turned our world upside down. People of all races, ages, and beliefs marched for justice, showing that we are all connected and how limited exposure to other cultures leads to stereotyping and prejudice. When Sean began working at a facility that manufactures cleaning products, Sean felt blessed. But when she realized she was the only person of color among more than 350 employees, she knew her presence would eventually turn the facility upside down. A few weeks after starting, Sean walked into the cafeteria and overheard discussion about the protests that had occurred immediately following George Floyd's death. The comments were derogatory and suggestive that the protests were unnecessary. When the employees realized Sean had possibly heard a portion of their conversation, they immediately packed up their belongings and walked out. That incident was problematic for Sean. She spoke with her grandmother, who encouraged Sean to address the issue with her boss. Sean's grandmother shared how her great-grandparents left the Jim Crow South because of prejudice. What Sean had experienced was modern-day racism, resulting in people refusing to find culturally relevant ways to appreciate one another. Sean talked to her supervisor. When Sean had not seen any emails to employees about racial and cultural sensitivity, Sean took the matter to social media and led a silent protest. Sean was heard by the facility's international buyers, who vowed to pull their business if the facility did not address the issue. By upsetting the established order, Sean drew international attention. Her supervisor tried to lead a hate campaign against Sean, but it was Sean's quiet strength and God's covering that protected Sean while leading many people on the job to Jesus. Discussion questions. 1. How did Sean help expose the employees to people of color and to Jesus? 2. How did the employees and supervisors' limited exposure to people of color cause them to be insensitive to people of other cultures? 3. If you were in Sean's shoes, what is the one thing you would do and not do at this juncture?